But let's get straight down to business because we're a little bit late starting. And apologies to my first guest for keeping her waiting. And by way of introducing my first topic, I know that loads of you have been in touch with us here in Radio Kerry over the last week, both to this programme and to the Kerry Today programme, rather upset by how much your health insurance premiums have gone up. And it is, of course, this month, this is the time of year when people are renewing their health insurance policies. And I'm sure many of you out there would like to know how, if at all possible, you could save a few euro on those. Well, I'm delighted to welcome Sheila Hanley, who is Head of Regulation and Compliance with the Health Insurance Authority. She joins us on the line now. Sheila, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much, Deirdre.
And sorry to keep you waiting. We were a little behind schedule starting the show today. Sheila, just for the benefit of people who are not familiar with the Health Insurance Authority, would you just at the outset briefly explain to us what the body is and what its remit is?
Of course. The HIA is the state body that regulates the health insurance industry. We ensure fairness in the market and we help people make decisions about health insurance. We're not selling health insurance. We're here to help everyone who has those renewals recently and coming up to make informed decisions and the best decision they can and get good value from their health insurance.
And before we get down to it and advise people about how they can get better value, Sheila, why is it that health insurance has gone so expensive? Because I believe we're all going to get another big hike again this month.
So health insurance is, like any other kind of insurance, the insurers are free to set the prices. We don't regulate the prices, but we check the insurers aren't increasing the price of the same plan too often. They have to notify us before they increase the price or reduce the price. And we make sure that the market is community rated. And this is the really special thing about health insurance. This means that everyone pays the same amount for the same plan, regardless of their health, regardless of their age, regardless of their gender, regardless of whether they had a whole pile of claims last year or no claims last year. Everything is community rated, and that's a special rule for fairness in Irish health insurance, and that's what we enforce.
So the person listening to the programme this afternoon, Hoochternoon, got a letter in the post telling them their health insurance is due for renewal and it's gone up a lot more than they anticipated. What would you say to them in terms of what to do next?
Yeah, getting those letters in the post is hard, or through email or however way you get them. But it's a really good opportunity to think about what you really want from your health insurance. You want to get good value from this health insurance. You want peace of mind. So if you have a good think about the benefits on your current plan, think about the benefits you want on your plan. You get another letter or another piece of paper with your renewal that tells you about how the benefits have also changed from last year. So a really good thing to do is to just have a think about what you want and then start from scratch. Sit down, make a cup of tea, spend your time well, go on to hia.ie and look at our comparison tool. And that'll take you step by step thinking about what benefits are important to you, what groups of benefits are not important to you, and let you choose, this is really important, that's not so important, I want high cover for this, I don't want to pay for cover for that. And it'll bring the number of plans it gives you down to a manageable number for you to take a look through and really have a good think about whether those plans are good value for you, are giving you the cover you need, and are going to give you that peace of mind that we all want when we're buying insurance. And if they don't,
shop around. Could you give us a practical example, Sheila, of something that we might be paying for on our plan that we don't really need?
Yep. So some people really don't need day-to-day benefits. Either they don't spend any money on day-to-day benefits, your GP, your physio, that kind of consultant care. Or I had an example of someone who was recently turned over 70, so they got their GP medical card, so they don't pay for GP anymore. And they've got a physio in the family, so they're not paying for that either. So by choosing a plan with low day-to-day benefits, they're not paying for cover that they don't actually need. And as we move through our lives, the things we want change. like many of us go through a phase in life where maternity cover is really important and we want that extra service above what we can get from the public health system. And then we'll all hopefully get to an age where that is definitely not going to be any use to us at all. And it's about taking the time to choose what's useful to you and what's not, so that you can get good value from your health insurance.
But is there really better value to be had out there? Because every week when we pick up the papers, there seems to be another story about another health insurance company hiking its fees to customers. So is there definitely a cheaper option if people go to the trouble of looking for one?
So some people will be on a plan that is good value for them and the best price available for the cover they want, either through luck, and we'll all take that when we can get it, or through having looked at this year on year. But there are plenty of people out there that are paying for benefits that they don't need, or that are on plans where there's a very similar plan from the same provider or from another provider that costs less.
Is there any merit in just ringing up? We'll say you're with Leia, and I'm just throwing this out now, and you think what they're quoting you is expensive. Would there be any benefit of ringing up VHI or one of the other ones and saying, look, this is what Leia is quoting me, can you do better? Or do you even get to talk to a human anymore if you ring these companies?
Yep, there is definitely, that is a good way to spend your time, to call up your insurance company. One of the things that it can be very helpful to ask for is a full suitability assessment. This is something whereby the insurance company starts from the start, doesn't look at the plan you're on now, and starts and asks you about yourself. They ask you about what cover you want. And remember, because we're in a community rated market, if you tell them you have a pre-existing condition, all they can use that information for is to help you make a good choice about your health insurance. They can't charge you more because you're already sick, or because you needed a procedure last year, or because you have a family history of needing a certain procedure. Community rating protects you from any of that. So it is perfectly safe to give your insurer full information about your claims history and to ask them, well, if I was on this plan last year, if I was on this plan next year, and the same thing that happened to me last year happened, if I fell over and I needed this, that or the other, or if I need my cataracts done or whatever you think might come up over the next year, you can ask them and they will look it up and they will tell you whether how much that is covered under the plan that they are suggesting you might want.
Okay, so what's that check called again, Sheila, did you say?
It's called a full suitability assessment. The central bank wrote to them all over the summer, reminding them that this is a thing that they should do for policyholders. So whoever you get through to on the phone should know exactly what you're talking about when you ask for that.
And it's quite possible that there might be, you know, some, I'm assuming, some reductions available for people, we'll say, who don't smoke, don't take alcohol, are regularly going to the gym, have no history of certain illnesses in the family, that type of thing. I mean, is it possible that people like that, and I know that those are the lucky ones, but is it quite possible that people like that, if they tick certain boxes, might be able to get a cheaper plan?
No, that is the other side of community rating. We're all in it together. If you are one of the lucky people or one of the diligent people who doesn't smoke, that you don't get a different price. What there can be discounts for is young adults. Children's prices have to be much lower than adult prices. A lot of plans, if you are between 18 and 25, you can get a discount. And then there are sometimes groups that you can get a discount through as well. Those are usually employer-based. But it's no harm to ask your insurer, is there any group they could put you in that would lead you to getting a discount?
Yeah. The problem for a lot of Irish people, I reckon, Sheila, is that we don't like shopping around. We're just, I don't know, is it laziness or what is it? We tend not to read the small print, an awful lot of people, and we tend to just renew things like health insurance without actually thinking about cheaper alternatives.
I know. The shopping around seems like hard work. When you go to do it, it's not that bad. It's time well spent. If you just get your thoughts together, get yourself something nice to drink, log on to hia.ie, and our free comparison tool will, most people find it very easy to use, and it will get you through a lot. There's more help available if the comparison tool isn't enough for you. We have a section on our website called Information About Health Insurance, and that deals with all the common questions and all the things that people routinely get confused about with health insurance. And the other ways we're here to help you are, you can email us at info@hia.ie, or you can call us on 01406 0080. We're here to help.
A listener's just been in touch, Sheila, maybe you can give them some advice. She's called Hannah. She says, it's not fair to expect us to go through the policies. Senior citizens need support, not being told that they have to do this. A big problem is that you have public patients in public beds in private hospitals. Many of these public patients can afford private health insurance but won't pay for it. The pressure then is on us. Why do we pay for private health insurance when you have public beds in private hospitals? It puts a squeeze on services. Well, I don't think it's fair to ask you about the public versus private, but what about that point about older people who mightn't have the technical knowledge or the savvy to use the internet, Sheila? Is there any, do you have a helpline, or is there anywhere that they can go for help about bringing down their insurance costs?
Absolutely. It's not just older people. Many of us find ourselves at times in our life when we're what the central bank calls a vulnerable person, and there is more help available. The hia.ie and that free comparison tool helps most people, but if you're having trouble with it or you just want to talk to a real person, you can call us 01406 0080, or you can email us at info@hia.ie with your questions, and we'll put it all together, and then you'll get the answer all written down neatly for you.
Will you give us that number again, Sheila, before we let you go?
Of course. It's 01406 0080.
80. And some, for an older person who's not very tech savvy, somebody on that number might be able to help them out over the phone.
Absolutely, we're happy to help.
Well, that's great to know. Well, listen, Sheila, you've been very fair in outlining everything to us there, and hopefully there's people out there who will be able to follow your advice and maybe get a better deal for themselves. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and for giving us all that info, all that information.
Thank you very much.
That's Sheila Hanley there, Sheila, Head of Regulation and Compliance with the Health Insurance Authority, telling us we need, advising us that we need to shop around, we need to read the small print, and don't take it as an automatic renewal. If you got a letter or an email telling you to renew your health insurance, that doesn't mean that that's the only option available. There are cheaper and better plans for you. It's just a matter of knowing how to seek them out. 083 300 3300 if you've any thoughts.